As they processed down the aisle of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Riceboro, Georgia, the McIntosh County Shouters sing an old spiritual song. Like many of those present, the Shouters wear the clothes of their forebears, many of whom were slaves on nearby plantations, denim coveralls, long dresses, and colorful head wraps. They have been invited once again to perform at New Zion's annual Old-Timey Harvest Day program. Church member Rosemary Brown tells the crowd about the importance of the day.
This annual Harvest Day celebration is an early way to celebrate Black History Month. It gives highlights about the events of our past that did not get published.
Riceboro has a rich history. A small African-American community, it is located in Liberty County between Savannah and Brunswick. Its heritage was shaped by a distinctive group of enslaved Africans and their descendants who came to be called Gullah or Geechee.
Want to know where I was going? I was going to Liberty County, sir. That's where I'll be born at. Near about Riceboro, Georgia. Bought my granddaddy in a little old slave boat. Sure did. Brought him here to work the rice field.
Riceboro takes its name from its role as a former rice market. At the Harvest Day program, Deacon Kenneth Howard gives a monologue that evokes the rice plantation era.
See, they had a rice field. Marsa Woodmanston had one. Now, Marsa Woodmanston, he brought a heap of rice. Oh, Lord, that makes them hard work, yeah.
The Africans who worked the rice plantations brought more than their labor. They also brought their culture. Their descendants still practice a dististinctive form of music and movement called the ring shout. While most African-American music reflects African cultural roots, the ring shout is the granddaddy of them all, the nation's oldest and most African form of African-American music and religious practice. It is the specialty of the McIntosh County Shouters. Although the lyrics are in English, the structure of the music is essentially African. Layers of rhythm are created by the stick man, Shouter Benjamin Reed, along with hand clapping patterns by other group members. A typical shout, like this one titled Rhythm John, begins with a line of text given out by a songster, here Lawrence McIver, followed by a vocal response by the rest of the group.
John brought the letter. He laid him on the table. He took all the members to read him, oh, read him, let me go.
Read him, John dates from slavery and refers to emancipation, when a slave named John, who had learned to read, despite being denied access to education under slavery, reads a letter telling the community that they are finally free. As the Shouters continue their vocal exchange, a group of women called Shouters moves to the rhythm in a counterclockwise circle pattern. In their public performances, the Shouters use a narrator, here Vanessa Carter, to explain the meaning of the word shout. She explains that the shout refers not to the voices, but to the dance-like movement of the women.
If you will notice, we are using the word shout. Some people say we are dancing. However, religious rules against dancing prevent the Shouters from raising their feet high off the floor or from crossing one foot over the other. They move in a shuffling fashion. They often stoop over and move their arms to pantomime the song in a fashion reminiscent of African custom.
At the old-timey Harvest Day in Riceboro, the McIntosh County Shouters conclude their presentation with Eve and Adam, a song based on the biblical story from Genesis where the Shouters pantomime picking up leaves. Shouter Venus McIver introduces the song.
I don't have to tell y'all the story about that dog
little story, Adam, here go. Picking up some leaves. He wanted leaves because he just got his eyes open and he found out he was naked. So he was picking up, the first they said was pinning up leaves. But it changed down to the years to picking up leaves. But now we're going to pick up some leaves. Anybody wants to come help us, come and help us. Clap and join in with us. Amen.
Amen.
It is fitting that the guest speaker for New Zion's Harvest Day is the Reverend Desmond Olhankweri, a native of Nigeria, who immediately recognizes West African custom in the movement and music of the McIntosh County Shouters.
Do you know is a crime or is a crime in Africa if someone is playing music and you are not dancing? It's an offense not to dance or clap or show sign in your life. 20 years I have been away from my people. Amen. This today, God has brought me back to my roots.
The McIntosh County Shouters will do the traditional ring shout in the annex of their home church, Mount Calvary Baptist in Eulonia, Georgia, after the completion of the traditional watch night service, New Year's Eve. I'm Lori Summers.